32.
Known as the Hijri calendar.
Hijri comes from the word Hijri.
I would have mispronounced that.
Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support Dan of Curryville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing.
How you start your year is how you'll end it. If you start with the praise, you'll end with the praise. Come on, choir, ask me not.
Save your soul, 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 save your
Pass me by. Amen. That's the prayer this morning. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Oh, gracious God in heaven, Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips, God. We thank you for how great and good you are. Thank you, oh God, for all that you have spared us from, God, where you brought it out of and where you're bringing us to. I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Will you thank God with me this morning, beloved? Thank God for the things that he spared us. Thank God for the things that he's brought you through. Hallelujah. You know he is worthy of our praise. Oh, yes, he is. He is worthy of our praise all of our days. And I'm just going to say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online. And beloved, you can hear The Bright Side anytime. You just go on to the website at WGXC.org and you look for that search bar and you search out The Bright Side. Hallelujah. We give you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We are here in the second Sunday of 2025, and Lord, what a way the year has begun. Oh, in some parts of the country and even some parts of the world, so much going on. Hallelujah. But we don't lose heart, beloved. We hold on to God's unchanging hand. Jesus showed us the way to walk through. whatever this world brings to you. Hallelujah. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Am I right about it? Yes, beloved. I know that's true. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the devotionals for this year in 2025. There are devotional readings that I'm going to share with you on these Sunday morning watches before we go further into the glorious music that brings us the message for our heart, our mind, and our soul. I want to share with you from the Inspiration daily devotional that was from yesterday. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more in my spiritual social commentary time. But for now, just let me read. All right. It's titled Listening. So glad that you're here listening to us this morning. But are you listening to God or to the world? That is the reflection question of this devotional. Reading from Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah in the Holy Bible, verse 20, chapter 22, verse 21. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not listen. I spoke to you in your prosperity, written in the word of God. We hear these words, but you said, I will not listen. And the devotional writer shares this, beloved. God had blessed and prospered his people, yet instead of praising him, many forgot him. Instead of thanking him, they took him for granted. Instead of obeying him, many turned their backs and ignored his word. Instead of listening when he tried to speak, correct, and warn them, they followed the nations around them. Then they wondered why they had so many problems. If you can't say amen, say ouch. God knows what happened to these people and to many others throughout history. He saw how they were blinded by their prosperity, how they forgot him and refused to listen. They had become so secure and comfortable that they stopped seeking him. They had even turned away from him and gone their own way. Today, God stands ready to bless us. But he also knows that prosperity can impact us in negative ways. Unless we are mature and ready, prosperity might encourage us to forget about him, as so many others have done. Are you ready to hear God's voice? Are you taking time to listen to him? Are you open to the direction of his spirit? Pause your schedule and spend quality time with him. Surrender every area of your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit and let him lead you. Listen to what he is saying to you and do not let anything get in the way. Make sure you are ready so God can bless you. Yes, beloved, God wants to bless us, but sometimes our own attitudes and actions stand in the way. Let us get ready to be blessed. Amen. Let us do a reality check. Let us get our minds right. Hallelujah. Our hearts right. Praise be to God. And Jesus shows us the way. The help of the Word of God. The help of the Holy Spirit. The help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Get ready. Amen. So God can bless you is the word from the devotional this morning. Hallelujah. What has happened when you've been enticed by wealth? That is a question for our reflection. What has happened when we've been enticed by wealth? Oh, I don't have time to talk about that right now, but we'll come back with more of that. The prayer, Father, I want to hear your voice. Convict me of anything that displeases you. I dedicate my time, talents, and treasures to you. in Jesus' name. Let the church of God, the people of God, the believers and the seekers say amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have six songs back to back, five songs now back to back coming for you. Yes, to bless you right where you are. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here. We got Holy Ghost, I Can't Stop Praising Your Name by the Christian Life Center. Again, I Will Rejoice, Israel and New Breed. When We Pray, Yolanda Adams. When We Speak Your Name, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And Our God Medley, Brother Jonathan Nelson. Holy Ghost, we can't stop praising you. Again, we will rejoice. When we pray, when we speak your name, our God, oh God. Yeah, beloved, that's how I feel about it. God, Holy Spirit, can't stop praising your name. I just can't stop praising your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Where you at? If you can, clap your hand.
confusion takes over and runs your life. You don't even know the reasons why. Nothing and no one can survive what you really need, what's missing. Life is hard, feel like you can't get no help. Your joy is gone, so you're blaming everybody else. It's out of control, now you wanna cry out for help. Just call on him, he's listening. If you believe he has the plan to end your suffering, be born again. Experience love in its perfect way. Cause blessings happen when we pray. He hears exactly what we say. If we just ask in faith, yeah, believe it's gonna be okay. Cause blessings happen when we pray. Pray for his mercy and his grace. Seal it in Jesus' name, yeah. The world will be a better place. Blessings happen when we if you just give it to him and learn to forgive yourself. Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, just the freedom and knowing he's always there will change your life if you let it. From your mouth to your heart, your mind is renewed, and you'll see for yourself what prayer can do. You're not alone, somebody's going through. Broken minds and bodies that need healing. He has the power over all sickness and health. Just pray and believe it, then claim and receive it.
Pray.
He hears exactly what
we say.
If we just ask in faith,
yeah.
Believe it's gonna be okay. Blessings happen
when we pray.
Pray for his mercy and
his grace.
Seal it in
Jesus'
name. The world will be a better place. Blessings happen when we pray. Yeah. So
listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online anytime. We are listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC. We bring the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the saving of the soul. And we've got more music coming for you when we speak your name in our God medley. After that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. But when we speak God's name, the name of Jesus, something happens in the rooms. Hey, you need some help, call on him. Hallelujah. His name even changes the atmosphere.
When we speak your name, something happens in the room. Our hands go up
what you're gonna do when we speak your name. Power is released as we bow down before you. Every demon has to flee.
No one your church. Ain't not like you. I need 30 more people to help me sing.
Into the darkness, say, into the darkness you shine. Yeah, come on. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Sing it a little bit louder, say it.
It's not.
Everybody get your praise on this.
Yes, beloved, I believe he really is a great God. He really is a great God. He really, really is. Oh, my Lord, he is a great God. You know, I understand things happen and are happening, and it might cause you to question or even to doubt. But I stand is and sit and walk and live as an overcomer. And I understand that when things are hard, God comes hard for us. Amen. God comes hard for us. But, you know, things that are going on have to cause us to pause. We need to pause. Take a pause. Amen. Take a pause. I was sharing this morning, beloved, from the book of Jeremiah, the Inspirational Ministries devotional, which took us to the book of Jeremiah in chapter 22 and verse 21. And I'll read that verse for you again. It says, I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you obeyed not my voice. And it's talking about listening and how the people refuse to listen to God, to listen to his voice. You know, he speaks to us in many ways. Scripture says that he speaks to us through nature. And some people enjoy going to nature to seek God and to listen to God and to look for God. It tells us that he speaks to us in the stars, in the firmament. And you know, when we look up towards the sky and think on the heavens and the things that are beyond our visual ability to see, beyond the stars, we have the miracle of these technologies, telescopes and so forth, that show us into the depths of the deep, in the sky, in the space, in outer space. And you know, he speaks through those things of creation. He speaks to us in his still small voice as we read and meditate upon the word of God, as we listen to God's word from the voices of those who have said yes to his call to proclaim his word to people. And hallelujah. And all of these ways that God speaks to us, he says, I've been speaking, but you haven't been listening. You know, there's a word in the word of God that tells us that God is not mocked. Amen. Don't get it twisted. God is not mocked. And I want to just talk for a couple of minutes about what we have seen with the fires in Los Angeles in this past week, and bring a perspective that I have on it. Yeah, this is my spiritual social commentary moment, where I look at the word of God and I look at what's going on in the world, and I say, what are you saying to us, God? And so I know it's hard to think or believe or receive sometimes the chastening of the Lord, but we're gonna take a moment and do that. All right, because so many times in the word of God, God talks to his people before cataclysmic things happen. And certainly what's going on in California is cataclysmic. It is apocalyptic. One of my relatives in California was talking to me about the aerial view and how looking down from the sky, you can see that it's almost like with precision, the area that has been carved out. It's spreading. As of last night, there was a new fire that had begun. And but the ironic thing, if you will, is that it is happening in Hollywood Hills, or that's where the main of it was for several days in the Hollywood Hills. And my relative was sharing with me how the median value of a home in Hollywood Hills is $4.5 million. And he said, you know, I'm not talking about an area of 100 or a couple of hundred of houses. I'm talking about thousands of houses, businesses, multi-million dollar businesses that are demolished and wiped out. And you know, when I heard the news and began to get the reports, beloved, I thought of the grace of God. I thought that, Lord, this is happening in an area where people have homes worth millions of dollars, which we wouldn't wish this kind of trauma and devastation on an enemy. But I was thinking, I see the grace of God, because many, if not most, have the means to rebuild. They have the means to relocate. great. They can't, reclaim or restore things that have been consumed in fire and smoke, but they have memories that will not fade. And they have the ability to, although they've lost million-dollar homes, rebuild million-dollar homes wherever they choose to. And so I saw a grace of God in that. But I also saw a move of God in that God is not mocked. And it was brought to my attention that a couple of days before there was a program on one of the award shows. I think it begins the award season. And for several years, award shows, they have been showing rituals that are ungodly, anti-God, anti the word of God and the things that God tells us in the word of God that are not pleasing in his sight, things that would incite God to wrath and anger, and things that we need to steer clear of. But we've not been listening. I was told that 48 hours before that apocalyptic fire in Southern California, that there was such an award show that once again mocked God. I was talking to a relative, and I said, I didn't. He said, well, I watched it, and Hollywood did what they do. And I said, yeah, and Hollywood Hills. Now, is that coincidence? Is that irony? I don't know, but I know what the word of God says, beloved. And I know that in the book of Jeremiah elsewhere, in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken, they cannot listen. But behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, and they have no delight in it. Does that sound like some of the things that we see going on, especially in here in America and in the church, even in the church in America? Amen. A stiff-neckedness, a stubbornness to hear what the Lord is saying to us. Let those who have ears hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Can I get a witness? Can I get someone to say amen? In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 23, it says, but they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Oh my God, help us, Holy Spirit. Listen, beloved, the word of God in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, it speaks to us, beloved. And it tells us that God, hallelujah, he sits high, but yes, beloved, he sees low. He sits high, but nothing gets past him. He sits high, and he still speaks to man. And he wants us to know that he ain't going for it no more. Can I get a witness and say amen? It is a time to repent. It is a time to learn to turn back to God. It is a time to remember and consider that it is not we who have made us ourselves. It is God alone who has made the universe and all that there is. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, it tells us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man or woman, a person sows, that shall they reap. Oh, my God. But look at the grace and the mercy of God in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 15. In Matthew chapter 13, hallelujah, and in verse 15, we find these words of God, and I'm turning to it as quickly as I can. Praise be to God. In verse 15, it says to us, not there yet. Praise the Lord, here I am. For this people's heart is waxed gross. The young people say, oh, that's gross. Well, God said, this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and be converted, and I would heal them. Hallelujah. See, the mercy and the grace of God is always there for us. He always wants to heal us. He always wants to bless us. Amen. But beware, we cannot just mock God. All right. Hallelujah. Let that be a word. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Let those who have ears to hear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, beloved. God is holy. God is righteous. And God is to be revered. The heavens and earth are full of his glory. The angels, archangels, and all the companies of heaven, Lord, and magnify his holy and righteous name. Let us, amen, return, hallelujah, to giving praise, honor, and glory to God, our maker, our creator, our sustainer, our savior, our friend, and soon returning king. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And beloved, I believe in his power. Yes, I do. I believe. I thank God for those who he has spared and those who he is sparing. And I thank God for how he is keeping the loss of life at minimal. And we pray, hallelujah, for a turn around. We pray, amen, for the people of God to know what time it is. I believe, I believe, I believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, I say amen. When we pray, hallelujah, when we pray. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters, less fortunate than we are. Let us pray that God continue to keep us under the shadow of his Almighty with mercy and grace.
Missing. Life is hard, feel like you can't get no help. Your joy is gone, so you're blaming everybody else. It's out of control, now you wanna cry out for help. Just call on him, he's listening. If you believe, he has a plan to end your suffering, be born again. Experience love in its perfect way. Blessings happen when we pray. He hears exactly what we say. If we just ask in faith, yeah. Believe it's gonna be okay. 'Cause blessings happen when we pray. Pray for his mercy and his grace.
Yes, beloved, let's pray for his mercy and let's pray for his grace. His ears are inclined to the prayers of his people. Oh, yes, beloved. And he said that the fervent, effectual prayers of righteous people avail much. Hallelujah and amen. Thank God for those who have risen to meet the call for prayer and to be an answer to the prayer and to be a blessing to those in need of a blessing. I want to remember one of our beloved members, Sister Karen. Her building was burned out on this past week also. And her parents live in an apartment in the same building in their 80s. 100 people. You may have seen it on the news, a blaze in the Bronx. 5-alarm fire right here. And all over, there are people who are going through some things. Amen. And we thank God for those. And I want to thank God for the Overcoming Ministries family who put their little together. Amen. To be a blessing. Amen. That's one of the ways that we respond. Hallelujah. Some people turn away from God in the hour of time and trouble, and some people turn to God. Hallelujah. Let us turn to God. He is the help that we need. Amen. Thank God for their determination, their dedication to lift in the name of Lord and to wait on the Lord for their breakthrough. Praying for you, beloved. If you are sick and shut in, if you are feeling lost and lonely, if you're feeling confused and depressed and stressed, if you're grieving and bereaved, we're praying for you. Overcoming Ministries prayer line, we focus in prayer. We pray every morning at 7:30 a.m. for about an hour. We go before the Lord in praise on Mondays for about an hour. We pray and lift up our needs and concerns. We are praying people. We pray for our city. We pray for our county. We pray for our nation. We pray for our week. We pray. And beloved, I do believe that if the people of God were not here praying, things would even be worse than they are. The devil goes around like a roaring lion seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you can have life and have it more abundantly. So don't give up and don't don't quit in the dip. You keep on praying. And I pray right now, Father God, I thank you for the blessing and the opportunity given to me today. I thank you, God, for the health and strength, oh God, that you have afforded us, Lord. I thank you for a sound mind, a mind that has stayed on you. I thank you for your word that encourages us to pray and pray one for another. Pray for the saints everywhere. Pray for those in leadership and authority. Pray for the sick that if they've committed sins, their sins are forgiven and they can be healed and the Lord raise them up. Pray touching and agreeing and not doubting. Father, I pray there's someone sick out there listening under the sound of my voice, God, but I pray that in not many days they will find recovery and relief. I pray for those who are shut in, God, and feel isolated and all alone, God, to know that they are never alone, for you are with us and you won't forget us or forsake us. Hallelujah, God. That word is sure and secure. I pray that there'll be people who will reach out to them this week and speak life and love into their lives, and they will know, God, that they are not forgotten or forsaken. I thank you, oh God, for all those who give up their time and their talent and their treasure to help somebody, hallelujah, that is not as well off as themselves. Lord, I pray against confusion. You're not the author of confusion. I pray for soundness of mind. I pray, oh God, for the depressed and the stressed. And listen, beloved, hallelujah, God is well acquainted with sorrow and grief. So if you're grieving, go to God in prayer. Amen. No matter how dark the clouds may be, no matter how gray the day, God is there. He will not forget you. And hallelujah, he loves you still. Happy birthday to all you January babies. Happy anniversary to all you January lovers. And listen, I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, New York on Warren Street this morning at 10:45 to lead in worship and bring a word from the Lord. If you're in the area, come on by and say hi. All right. And listen, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, but I don't want you to be stressing. God don't want us to be stressing, beloved. Amen. Don't let nobody stress you out today. Hallelujah. Have a great day. God bless you till we meet or speak again.
Can't keep on stressing your life away.